Welcome to the minisode, Tom.
Oh, okay. Hi there.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, you ended our interview on the note about how the truth is never scary, though it may be hard. In the end, it will bring us home. Can you tell us the story of one bit of truth that was maybe hard for you at first and maybe even scary, but then you realized, okay, this is good and solid?
I mean, we've all sort of had that with relationships, right? You realize at some point, you know, and many of us have been through divorces and breaking off of relationships, and it feels hard and scary, and what am I going to do? And at a certain point, you check in and realize what the truth is. And as was the case with me, you realize that what comes next is a whole lot better, and you find your true home in life. And as long as you stay with the house of cards and the illusion, it's a bit like, you know, I think one of the best analogies ever created. We're living in a situation like the Peanuts comic book, Charlie Brown and Lucy. And the best part of that story was, as everybody remembers, Lucy had a football. And Charlie wanted nothing more in life but to kick that football just once. And so every time Lucy would say, "Charlie, this time you can kick the football," Charlie would say, "Are you sure? You know, the last 10 times you took the football away and I fell right in my butt. No, this time you're going to kick the football." So Charlie, in all his earnestness, comes running up and Lucy pulls it away and he falls right in his butt and doesn't kick the football. Mm-hmm. So that's vote for me. I will set you free. Eat this drug. Take ivermectin. That's going to keep you from getting COVID. Watch this guy. Participate in this. All this stuff, you know, just if we just get a better currency situation in the U.S., you know, don't look at, they just made up the currency. Don't look at that. It's just this time, Tom, you're going to kick that football. Okay, I'm going to do it. So you run up and whoop, they pull it right away. Once you learn that lesson that it's your football, and nobody's holding it for you. And then you start to develop trust in yourself. And then you start finding people who actually will help you learn how to kick the football.
Stop outsourcing your health and your autonomy, really, even to health freedom groups.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, the sound is getting fuzzy now. So thank you so much, Tom, for this extra time, and look forward to seeing you at some gathering, maybe even this summer. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.